You know, man is continually searching for answers. By what mankind can see in the micro and the macro universe. You know, some discoveries that we see with all different aspects, microscopically and even the atomic level and branching out into the vast reaches of space, some of those discoveries are truly amazing, truly astounding. You know, as our telescopes reach further and further out into the cosmos, continually detailing new and wonderful discoveries, mankind adds to their knowledge. We add to those things that we can easily observe. But you know, with all of these observations, most of the conclusions, and a lot of the conclusions that mankind comes up with, at times become more and more outlandish as we reach further and further into territories that we don't maybe understand, that we can't exactly explain. You have black holes that possibly lead into other dimensions, parallel universes, and of course, the fact, as most scientific communities would say, the fact that there is alien life out there. You know, we listen for life, we broadcast to be heard by different life. And now that we understand that most star systems contain exoplanets similar to our star, there is a desire to reach out and to find those, to reach out and to search, and even go to those faraway stars that contain planets, possibly planets that would be, a scientist hope, habitable by humans. And I found a few interesting articles I want to read some clips from, talking about us reaching out into space, reaching out into really just the closest star, one of the closest stars to us, Alpha Centauri. The major problem is that propulsion, shooting mass backwards to go forwards, requires large amounts of both time and fuel. For instance, using the best rocket engines Earth currently has to offer, it would take 50,000 years to travel the 4.3 light years to Alpha Centauri, our solar system's nearest neighbor. And even the most theoretically efficient type of propulsion in an imaginary engine powered by antimatter would still require decades to reach Alpha Centauri, according to Robert Frisbee, group leader, the Advanced Propulsion Technology Group with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. 50,000 years with our current technology. Another excerpt is NASA is also working on an actual warp drive concept known as the Alcubierre drive. It would actually do what science fiction has claimed, to warp space and to allow faster than light travel. And by working on it, I mean they've done a lot of fancy math. But once they get all the math done, they can just build it, right? Well, this concept is so theoretical that physicists are still arguing whether powering an Alcubierre drive would take more energy than contained with the entire universe. Which, this person writes, I think can be an obstacle. It's not as easy as Picard simply saying, giving a quick gesture and they jumping into warp speed. You know, mankind strives and diligently strives. There are some great, great people spending their life searching for these kinds of answers with all of their resources, with all of their might, with all of their technological know-how. But as we read in Proverbs, and I'll just cite a few of these scriptures, we can see that some of these ideas and some of these thoughts are really baseless, or they don't really lead anywhere. Proverbs 15:2 says, "The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." Proverbs 12:23 in the Amplified Bible, or the Amplified Edition, "A shrewd man is reluctant to display his knowledge until the proper time, but the heart of overconfident fools proclaims foolishness." Proverbs 19:3 in the Amplified, "The foolishness of man undermines his way, ruining whatever he undertakes. Then his heart is resentful and rages against the Lord, for, being a fool, he blames the Lord instead of himself. And that really gets to the crux of why mankind fails in ascertaining real and lasting truth. It is that God is ignored. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know, believing in God doesn't negate all the wonders that mankind has discovered, all the wonders that we can see through our greatest telescopes of this vast and wonderful universe. Believing God just negates those bad interpretations of what is observable. You know, having our eyes open to the truth through the Holy Spirit is really the wonder of our mortal existence. It is something that science cannot explain, and it can only be explained by God's Spirit, those things that the natural man cannot perceive. Citing a few other scriptures, Romans 1 and verse 20, reading out of the Amplified, "For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through his workmanship, all his creation, the wonderful things that he has made, so that they who fail to believe and trust in him are without excuse and without defense." In Colossians 1:16, out of the New King James, "For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him," speaking of Christ. We don't have to be able to explain the universe in order to understand the purpose of life. The universe was created by, and the universe was created for, Christ, and it demonstrates, with all of its wonder, it demonstrates God's glory and God's authority over the physical creation. And that's just what it is. It's a creation by a creator for a purpose, not random circumstances. But once you agree that this is created, by acknowledging God's authority, you have to submit your own authority, your own wisdom, your own understanding. And that is something that man cannot innately do without God's Spirit interacting. Mark 7 and verse 21. "For from within, out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness." All these evil things come from within and defile a man. Coming up with all of these things without using God as the glasses to look through is foolishness, and it leads and it deceives one's own nature. Romans 3 and verse 10. Romans 3 and beginning in verse 10. "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one." You know, none, or most in this world, seek answers that do not use God, do not union themselves with God, but instead build up man's own desires. You know, the greatest chance mankind has to finding or attaining life in the stars is not really physically possible. Not in the ways that we would hope. We can dream about it, but it is not yet physically possible. But life that has true meaning, everlasting life in the family of God, is the truth that is understandable today. And the first steps towards that goal aren't reaching out into the stars, but reaching within and changing. Taking hold of the truth that God allows each of us to comprehend, to understand, and glorifying not ourselves with it, but God the Father.